Hi, this is Jamie Crawford with Breakthrough Ministries. Thanks for downloading our Wow God podcast. Make sure you subscribe to get our latest podcast. We appreciate your partnership. It helps keep our ministry going. We hope you enjoy our podcast.
I'm ready to pursue more of God. Now, last week we talked about this message that this series that we're preaching on is entitled The Chase. And we talked about part one of The Chase. And part one of The Chase was this. We were in pursuit of the chase, in pursuit of God. The things that I shared about last week was we need to pursue the blesser and not the blessing. I also talked about we need to pursue the reviver, not the revival. And the third thing I talked about was pursuing God and not just his benefits. And then the fourth thing that I talked about was pursuing his face and not just his hands. And so tonight I want to talk about the chase, part two. Step back to step up. Step back to step up. You know, sometimes we have to go back to where God changed our life. We got to go back to where he has changed our life. 32 years today, in El Reno, Oklahoma, at the McDonald's drive-thru in El Reno, Oklahoma, I was going there to get my quarter pounder with no cheese, large fries, large Coke at 11 o'clock at night. I didn't know what was about to happen that night. It would change history in my life. I believe these Thursday nights is history changing. Amen? You may be looking around and seeing just a few people, but I believe that God is going to pour out his spirit on each one of us tonight. He is about to bring forth people from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And in that time, 32 years ago, Gary, I'm getting my quarter pounder with no cheese. I'm 18 years old, fresh out of high school. This high school, actually. This used to be the old high school. Now, the kids back there, they were showing me, I was showing them some pictures, and they were going back to the 1900s, 1918. And I said, no, that's not me. I'm not in that picture. But I was freshly out of high school, and I'm driving through this drive-thru, and all of a sudden, the music is on, and the name of the song was "Don't Worry, Be Happy Now." And I was in my Mustang, blue Mustang, tinted windows. I was cool, and I was like, God, if you're really there, you're going to have to show me. Here I'm listening to this song, Don't Worry, Be Happy Now. Where am I going to go? I'm at rock's bottom right now. What's going to happen? I pull up in the drive-thru. On my passenger window, somebody comes and knocks on my window. My first instinct, I was in El Reno. I locked the doors. And after I locked the doors, all of a sudden, back in 88, this little girl come bebopping around, probably about 18, 19 years old. Her hair stood way up here. And she come bebopping around, come to my window, and she looked me straight in the eye. Can I tell you, we got an on-time God. He's always on time. This young lady comes around, and she looks me in the eyes. And she said, I just got out of revival. And she said, the preacher preached, Jesus is coming back. And she looked me in the eyes. 32 years ago, Dovey, she looked me in the eyes. And she said, if Jesus was to come back tonight, would you be ready? That's exactly what she said. I burst into tears right there, Pastor Adam. And I started crying. Right there in McDonald's. You know, we're a billionaire served, I was getting ready to get saved. She looked me in the eyes and she said, what I want you to do, she asked me, she said, do you need Jesus in your heart? I said, yes, I do. She said, if you pull up after you get your meal, I'll jump in your car and I'll lead you in a prayer that will give you everlasting life. To God be the glory. I'm like, yes, I'm ready. She led me to the Lord right there. She looked at me. She picked up my cassette tapes. And I'll never forget it. It was Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls. And she said, you're eventually going to get rid of these. And you're going to start serving God like none other. She said, this prayer that I'm leading you in right now, what I want you to do is I want you to go tell somebody. By faith, go tell somebody. And watch what God will do. Get ready. The same prayer that I prayed with you, you're going to pray with somebody else. I'm on my way home singing Amazing Grace because that's the only song I could think of. Crying, the rain was hitting my windows, and I go to my best friend's house, and I knew he was going to be up because he's a partier. I went to his house, knocked on his door. I'm crying like a baby, and he says, what's going on? Is everything okay? I said, everything's great. I was at McDonald's, and he's like, did you bring me something? No, I didn't bring you anything, food-wise, but spiritual-wise. I said, I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. He burst into tears, said, I want that same Jesus. I said, well, come to my Mustang. We're going to sit in here, and I'm going to lead you to Jesus. That's exactly what I did. I led him to Jesus right there. Pastor Wendell, that's whenever I became an evangelist, right then and there. Started leading people to the Lord right there. The night I got saved, I was able to lead somebody to the Lord. See, sometimes we got to step back, come on, with our testimony that God has given us so that we can step up, so that God can take us to the next level. We are pursuing God. How many are hungry and thirsty for more of God? How many are hungry and thirsty for a move of God? I believe that there's an awakening that is coming to the body of Christ. And as in that awakening, I believe that God is about to do a shake with the church and the church people. I believe there's a mighty revival that is getting ready to, that's sweeping right now across this nation. You know, what you put into this service tonight is what you're going to get out of it. You can come up here and get prayed for, but if you don't come with the attitude, God, I need a change. I need a healing. We've seen miracles after miracles after miracles that happen. I mean, we've seen blinded eyes open. We've seen deaf ears open. We were at Church on the Hill over in O'Keene, and a little boy comes up to the altar to be prayed for. His mama didn't bring him up there. He just came up there by himself. And when he came up there, He said, I asked him what he needed. He said, I need hearing in my ear. He was like 8 years old. Prayed the prayer of faith. The anointing of God came upon this man. As the anointing fell upon him, young boy, as the anointing fell upon him, I said, close your good ear. And I started talking. And he said, I can hear you. I can hear you. Mama come running up to the altar. And I said, what was wrong with your son's ear? Because it was all deformed. And she said, he doesn't even have an ear canal. He was born without an ear canal. And now he can hear. How many know that God can create an ear canal? All we got to do is set back and watch what God will do and then step up to his glory. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn over to Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 1, if you would. Hebrews chapter number 1, chapter number 12 and verse number 1. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, verse 1, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that is so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endures the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. You know, as we look at this scripture, you know, so many times when we're pursuing God, we have setbacks. I mean, maybe I'm the only one that's ever had a setback. But, you know, as we were singing these songs tonight, I was remembering all of how faithful God has been through the last 32 years of our ministry, of my ministry, and our ministry. How faithful God has been. I mean, what God has brought us from and to where he is taking us. Sometimes we just got to step back and look at what God has done in our life. If he's done it in the past, can he not do it in the future? I believe God is about to do something in somebody's future right now. God is about to turn your situation around for his glory. You may not see how it's going to happen, but God wants you to know he is about to bring forth what his provision is in your life. No matter what you're struggling with, God wants you to know he's about to turn it around for his glory. Even though the enemy's trying to pull on you and trying to pull you backwards. See, sometimes we got to step back, so we can step up. You know, it's kind of like what I have right here. I have a starting block right here. Now, you know, when you look at the starting block, for me, when I look at it, I'm thinking, I don't think I can get down there. Physically, I probably can't get down there. I probably get down there, Gary, but I don't know if I can get back up. But physically, that's the way I look at it. But see, some people spiritually are looking at it the same way. Come on. You're looking at this starting block and you're saying, spiritually, I don't think I can do it. I don't feel like I have the faith that Pastor Christian has. I don't feel like I have the faith that Pastor Adam has. I mean, they're pastors. They're youth pastors. I don't know if I can have that kind of faith. I mean, they got faith. I don't know if I can have that kind of faith. See, that's the way we are spiritually. And we don't even want to get to the starting block. And we're asking God for the blessings to be poured out. We're asking him for his presence to invade our life. And we're not even willing to exercise it. See, each one of us have been given the measure of faith. Each one of us. And so what are we doing with the measure of faith that God has given you? What are you doing with that measure of faith? How are you exercising the measure of faith that God has given you? How are you exercising the prophetic gift that God has given you? When God fills you with the Holy Ghost, how are you exercising the baptism of the Holy Ghost and evidence of speaking in tongues? How are you exercising that tonight? See, when we begin to start exercising it, this is what happens. We get into our starting blocks. We step back. See, whenever those runners get up there, they get prepared. They're already prepared. They know that they can get down in this starting block and get ready for their run. And see, we spiritually, we need to know that we can get into this starting block, that we can step back so that we can step up for God's glory, so that we can, as we step back, we know that we can push off. Come on, somebody needs to get ready for the push. Somebody tonight needs to get ready for the push in your life, because God is about to push you through. He's about to break you through the situation that you're going through. It may be overwhelming in your life, but the Lord's saying, maybe you just need to push. What do they do on the starting blocks? They get down. Pastor Wendell, they were prepared. They're ready. Usain Bolt, he's ready. I mean, he's moving his muscles. He's kicking his legs. And he's preparing for that run that he is about to do. He's prepared for it. Are you prepared to chase after God? That's my question for you tonight. Are you prepared to chase after God? What would you do if you caught God? What would happen if you actually got a hold of him? I mean, we can look at people in Scripture that got a hold of God. Jacob got a hold of God. Jacob grabbed a hold of God and he said, God, I ain't going to let go of you till you bless me. I just want the blessing from you, God. Tonight, maybe that's what you need. You need that push to get that run. You need that step back so you can step up and take off to be able to grab a hold and touch God. Look at the woman with the issue of blood. What'd she do? She didn't let anybody get in her way. She pushed through the crowd. She did everything she could do. She pushed through. Somebody tonight, you need a miracle in your life. You need a breakthrough in your life. You need to begin to push through the situation and let go and let God begin to do things in your life. Hallelujah. There's many people that did the step back so that they could step up. Some of them were by failures. But what does this word say tonight? He says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us in sin. Let us throw it off. Somebody tonight, you need to let it go. You need to get rid of some sin in your life. You're wondering why you can't get the breakthrough in your life. But maybe there's something that's hidden that you need to let go of tonight. It's holding you back. It's holding you in the starting block. When the gun goes off, you're still standing there. You're still squatted in that position. Everybody else is running, but you're still there. What's holding you back? What is cording you back to keeping you from being able to step up? What is holding you back? And now it gets real quiet whenever I start talking about this, because so many people, you know, we get so excited about Sunday morning service and we start praising God, and then it comes around to Saturday night and you're all out there partying. You're in the darkness. Well, you know, if I can just make it to Sunday, I'll be okay. If I can just make it to Sunday, I'll be okay. But you know what? If that sin is holding you back, guess what? It's going to keep you from going to church. It's going to keep you from walking with God. It's going to keep you from pursuing God. Because one little sin bursts into another sin, then it bursts into a greater sin, which bursts into death. That's what James says. And so if that little sin keeps birthing into a bigger sin, what's going to happen? It's going to lead to death. But the Lord's saying, sometimes you just got to let it go. You just got to let it go. I mean, if you got a drinking problem, this is what I was always taught. If you got a drinking problem and you want God to deliver you from it, and he delivers you from it, and he delivers you on Sunday morning, then Saturday night, don't go by the tavern. Stop going by the tavern. Find you a different, if it's right on your way home, find a different way home. Find a different way home so that you can run the race that God wants you to run. He wants you to chase after him. He wants you to chase after his presence. Tonight, I want to encourage you, chase after God's presence. There's three things I want to give you tonight. You know, since I have these starting blocks up here, There's, whenever they have a marathon race, like the Boston Marathon, when they're running their race, it doesn't matter if you know the person or not. Have you ever noticed on the sidelines, no matter who they were, they'll come around the corner. You know what they're doing? They're cheering them. It doesn't matter if it's their best friend or not. They're there to encourage them. They're there to cheer them on to the finish line. Because they know if they can cheer them on, they're going to be able to complete that marathon. They can complete that marathon. And so what they do on the sideline, this is exactly some of the things that they say. Number one, and it's going to be my 3 points tonight for you. This is what they say. You can make it. Can I tell somebody tonight? Maybe you're in the middle of a pit right now. Maybe your household's in the middle of a pit right now. And maybe you don't know if you're going to even be able to make it around the corner because your muscles hurt so bad. You don't even know if you can make it to next week. The Lord's saying tonight, you can make it. You can make it. That's what they say on the sideline. That's what I'm saying to you tonight. I want you to make it to God's presence. I want you to make it to His glory. Because if we get in God's presence, that's where miracles begin to happen. That's what we're after tonight. We're after to pursue God. We're after to chase God down. We're after to get in His presence. That's what I want to do tonight. Get in His presence. Whenever we get into His presence, I'm telling you something. Something happens on the inside of us. The glory begins to fall. I just want to give this word to somebody tonight. You can make it. You can make it. You can do it. That's what they cheer them on the sidelines. You can do it. You can make it. And this is the third point I want to give you tonight. You can do it. You can make it. The third thing I want to tell you tonight, this is what they say on the sidelines of a marathon, is this. You're looking good. Your stride is looking good. You're looking good tonight. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, you're looking good tonight. You're looking good tonight. Hallelujah. I come by to tell somebody tonight, you're not just looking good, but your finances are looking good. Somebody's finances tonight, they're looking good. Maybe you can't see it, but I can see it. Because God owns the silver and He owns the gold. And God wants you to know, your finances are looking good. Maybe somebody needs to open up their wallet and tell their wallet, my wallet's looking good. Come on, my wallet's looking good tonight. Come on, pull out your wallet tonight and look at it. Pull out your pocket purse and look at it. I'm telling you, something happens whenever you begin to speak it by faith. Begin to tell your wallet, you're looking good, wallet. My bank account's looking good. Hallelujah. Maybe I'm down to nothing, but I'm telling you something tonight. God's up to something. God's about to turn your finances around. Maybe you can't see it right now, but God's about to turn it around for His glory. Hallelujah. Your finances are looking good. I need to speak this to somebody tonight because you're rounding the corner tonight. Your health is looking good. Your health is looking good. Gary, your health is looking good, sir. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody needs to receive this tonight. Your health is looking good. Javonna, your health is looking good tonight. You're being healed right now. Hallelujah. God's releasing healing on you right now. Just as I spoke that, your health is looking good. Somebody needs to receive that miracle tonight. Your health is being restored tonight. Maybe you got a bad report from the doctor. Can I tell you what my God says? My God says, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you shall be healed. So I want to tell somebody tonight, your health is looking good. Your finances are looking good. Man, everybody going to go out cheerful tonight. Our finances are looking good. I know you may have rent tomorrow, and you may not know how to pay it, but God is about to make a way where there seems to be no way. To God be the glory. Your finances are looking good. Your health is looking good. Your spiritual life is looking good. Come on, sometimes we've got to step back so we can step up. Step back so we can step up. Step up into His anointing. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to step into the anointing tonight. As you step into the anointing, watch what God will do. When you begin to yield everything to Him, He will begin to fill you with His power and His anointing. And then all of a sudden, what you've been confessing tonight, come on, it's out of our confession. It's out of what we speak. Whatever you speak, it's out whatever you speak out of your mouth. I mean, you can go around and say, oh, I'm just going to believe that doctor's report. Or I'm going to go to the next doctor and find out what he has to say because he'll probably tell me the same thing. Or he might add something to it. What are you believing tonight? I don't know about you, but I believe the report of the Lord. His report says you are healed. Your health is looking good. Somebody needs to speak that over your body tonight. I believe there's a tumor being removed right now. I believe there's a healing power tonight, and God's releasing it in your life tonight. God, all you got to do is begin to embrace the presence of God, and His miracle will begin to happen in your life. All we got to do is begin to give Him all the glory. You can do it. You're going to make it. Oh, but you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know how big my God is. My God's a big God. And He wants to meet your needs. You just need to open up and let Him meet your needs tonight. Somebody needs God to meet some needs. You need Him to meet some major needs. And God wants to do that in your life. All you got to do is trust Him. Come on, all you got to do is trust Him. You can do it. Gabe, you can do it. You're going to make it. And you're looking good.
Thanks for listening. We hope you will stay connected by subscribing to our podcast and becoming a partner to our ministry. Go to breakthroughevangelism.com and follow us on all our social media. We want you to be blessed.